Real quick. Check your levels. Levels. Levels.
Levels. Levels.
Check. COVID.
I brought flavored water for my stomach. Because I don't know. I've never had this much fast food in a long time.
Yeah.
Welcome to iDoll, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 86. And we have a special guest here.
Your boy, special guest Paul, here.
Dave Thomas!
Ooh.
Does this count as a real episode, or is this like a special bonus episode?
Bonus episode, COVID bonus.
COVID bonus.
And I want it to be real, because I want to get to 100.
Okay.
So,
86.
86, the... Up over there?
I'm working on it.
Okay. We started too quickly. We'll get back.
You're fine. You're fine.
So we're coming to you live from Wendy's.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wendy's.
We've been teasing this one. Yeah. We've been teasing this one for a while.
If you guys had smell-o-vision, you would smell currently a little bit of every item on Wendy's and a trash can.
Yeah, the trash is starting to creep in. It's getting a little bit musty out here.
Let that gate open.
A little bit of exhaust to just top it off.
We are also, if you hear random music at any point, we are sitting in a table
in the drive-thru.
We're in the drive-thru lane. We're next to the drive-thru.
Why didn't we pick the table away from the drive-thru?
Because that's the one closest to the trash.
It's not the sun, so.
Yeah.
It's freezing out here.
Each of us bought, I accidentally bought 7 items.
Did you go combo?
I did combo.
So I did combo to get the
hash browns.
The hash browns.
That was smart. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Did you get the free sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got the free sandwich.
Guys, get the Wendy's app. You get free sandwiches.
And then points.
I got a lot of points.
After we're done with this, I might go back through and get free lunch.
Yeah. Like, literally, yeah. I got the beef aspirate. Okay, so we have...
So we're here.
Scott, can you explain what we all ordered?
Let me pull up what I ordered here.
Oh, yeah. Because
the Wendy's app is great.
I went through.
It's actually pretty seamless.
The Wendy's app was the reason why I still got my sandwiches, because I went back in and was like, wait, I only got 3 of my 6, sir.
Yeah, so Paul, flawless execution.
What can I say?
Scott and I,
they forgot to make our orders.
So Paul's been here about 2 hours.
Yeah, my food is ice cold. But
that's how you want Wendy's. Yeah.
So what I'm going to be reviewing is a bacon egg and Swiss croissant, seasoned potatoes, breakfast baconator, sausage egg and cheese burrito, honey butter chicken biscuit, and a maple bacon chicken croissant.
That's a
lot. I got most of the same things. My only difference, I got the sausage egg and cheese sandwich.
That's what I got. I think you and I got the exact same thing, unless you pulled a fast one.
No.
Okay.
Got the seasoned potatoes as well. So.
Did you guys get...
Anyone get the oatmeal bar?
No.
That's a no for me.
So I want oatmeal bar for me.
Live and die with the oatmeal bar?
Yeah.
Look at those pigeons. So scary. Oh my god.
Get the fuck
out of here.
Did you see there was a tweet that was saying that all the states that Trump lost were... bird states or something. So I was like, birds? Like, uh-oh, Paul's not going to like this.
I might have changed my vote.
NFL teams are birds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Seahawks.
Falcons.
Yeah.
Of course, as we speak, no victory for anybody. So it's anyone's game at this point.
No victory, but I think we all agree we've all lost.
We've all lost.
Nobody's
America
won. Nobody's won. Yeah, what's up with that? Nevada just has no one's decided that in a while. Arizona's been in the same spot for literally 5 days.
I will say something to Nevada.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Very proud of the poll workers. Like,
shout out to the poll workers.
I can't imagine the amount of work they're doing.
The poll workers in Nevada usually mean something else. But
Nevada, guys. I mean, what are they doing over
three,
there?
Three of my favorite things have come out of this, strictly to Nevada. A, everything hinges on Las Vegas.
Just how it should be.
The Trump protester who accused
beer barbecue
and barbecue and freedom,
yeah,
a sleeveless t-shirt,
fucking badass. Someone's gonna make that shirt and make millions of dollars by reprinting it.
My dad said he's trying to find the barbecue gin and socialism T-shirt.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That and then all the TikToks of people impersonating a Nevada.
I haven't been included on that. I don't do TikTok.
This one guy has an envelope that has a stack of envelopes that just says ballot, and he goes, "Ooh, nice. Let's stretch out. Let's get ready for one. Okay,
there's some memes that are
He like he smells it. He goes, "Ooh, lemon scented."
I love the there's like tweets of or memes like. If Nevada walks in with a tall iced coffee.
But the other one is the DMV workers from Zootopia, aka the sloths. That's about it.
Oh, Michael goes out.
Brian McKnight.
Great song.
Okay.
More creative than I am. I think we should start eating because.
Yeah, which one?
I don't want my food to be that cold. We can chat more.
Baconator first?
Baconator, let's do it.
Let's start with the Baconator. So,
I'm not sure I got one.
It's the one that says hamburger.
Chicken?
That one. It's got to be that one.
It says chicken.
Oh, it says chicken? Oh, no. Someone didn't check their
order. I got a lot of chickens. This one feels hefty, though.
This looks like a Baconator. Yeah, it says hamburger on the other side. Guys, hamburger, chicken.
What does your Baconator look like?
Yeah, but they're supposed to wrap it a certain way. So, okay. In terms of presentation, early on...
What is it? Wait, what is it supposed to... Yeah, okay, this is my only bun.
It's a burger with an egg.
I think it's a sausage patty, technically.
It's a sausage patty. Yeah.
And bacon.
With
eggs. Two eggs.
Oh.
Two layers of... Holy shit, this is like...
And
what's
cheese.
Sauce?
Baconator sauce. Special sauce.
Yeah, Baconator sauce.
Cream of some young guy.
Nice. The Wayne's World reference?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's so good.
That's fucking...
That's so good.
I don't think we should have started with the bacon.
Nope, everything's downhill.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good. It's worth getting COVID for.
It does taste slightly like a breakfast sausage versus a burger.
I think, yeah.
But, jeez, like this is...
Nice peppery flavor to the sausage. I mean, it delivers on breakfast. Like, I wouldn't confuse that for a lunch.
But I would eat it for lunch, yeah.
Yeah.
Or dinner. What you guys thought of breakfast for dinner?
Love it.
Yeah, eat it.
Hell yeah.
Eat it.
Yeah. Like, when we're completely out of food, I'll just eat cereal for breakfast. For dinner.
There you go.
If that was available to me at an airport, done. Every day.
Yeah, I should have got hammered drunk last night. This is a perfect hangover sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That'll make you sober in minutes.
Just whatever the sauce is.
Yeah. Bacon sauce. Well, so I had a... I'm on a fast...
I gotta slow down, otherwise I'm gonna fucking eat this whole thing.
I had a sausage McMuffin with egg yesterday.
Good for you.
We were running a little late, so it's like, I need to eat something.
From where?
We had some business to do out in the burbs. Don't worry about it.
So Mickey D's, or like you went somewhere nice? Okay.
What?
Where'd you get the sandwich from?
Yeah, where'd you get the sandwich from?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sausage McMuffin.
Oh, I think you just said sausage.
Yeah, you just said sausage. You said a sausage sandwich.
So I'm comparing to that, this is recency.
Oh my God, Scott.
Hot damn, that's a good sandwich.
You say hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Mm.
I have so many bags right now because they screwed up my order 3 times.
Okay. Okay, let's start with the low now. The burrito. What I'm assuming is going to be the worst out of all.
It's not even featured. It's like featured as a side.
It's a side.
The burrito is the one that I've tried before, actually.
And I will say...
Mine's legitimately not hot.
No, same.
Okay. Yeah.
Out of all the... This is probably one of my favorite items on the McDonald's breakfast menu is the burrito. Also, did anyone get a non-labeled partridge paper?
Yeah.
As their...
They forgot about the branding on the burrito.
It doesn't feel like a real thing.
It's a sausage and egg. That's all I got.
It feels light.
The McDonald's one's better. There's not as much sausage in here. It's good. I mean, it's pretty similar.
It needs a sauce. It needs it's missing something.
Or beat it.
Cheese or something?
Beat it.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It tastes like tortilla.
It's just tortilla.
Too pretty, yeah. I agree. I'm not getting enough egg.
Okay.
It's fine. I don't want to waste my time on it, though.
Yeah.
If someone handed it to me at, like, a tailgate, I'm in, but...
It's the vanilla of Wendy's breakfast.
I'll put it this way. I would, if I was hammered, I would order that because it's probably the fastest to make and then place another order for everything else and just...
I could literally make that at home and have it taste 5 times better, though.
Easily.
For sure.
Easily. Now the Baconator
needs... No, I'm not even going to try and front.
Have we talked anything about drinks yet?
Mine's sitting on the...
Oh, dude, you got to get a drink. That guy's going to take it.
I tried it.
We're not ranking drinks.
No, I tried it.
As
it's
an intermission.
Yeah.
So I got an iced coffee. Did you just get a normal coffee?
I just got a normal coffee.
And then Paul, what did you get?
I splurged. I went with the Frosty-cino.
Frosty-cino!
Basically, iced coffee, put a pound of Frosty in there.
And?
It plays. I mean, I'm not a coffee guy. But holy shit, it's so good.
As much as I want a soundboard to tell you how excited Paul is, that's actually just an ambulance rolling by.
Like, driving's attention to the next comment here.
This Frosticino
is... Are they coming over here?
I have no idea where they are.
That's good. Oh, there we go.
Oh, they're crossing. They're crossing.
Okay. For the record, yeah, we're at Fullerton and Ashland. Or Merrill.
Mendel?
Medill.
Medill?
Dill and Ashland, technically.
Yeah.
Come on by. We'll still be here.
Come on by.
All right, where are we going with next? I don't know what I need to get.
I have a maple bacon.
All mine say chicken.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, okay.
This is the
same
bacon.
One. Same one. Maple bacon croissant. Oh, that's a croissant.
That is very different than the Burger King croissant.
What, the square croissant?
Oh, I picked off a piece of bacon. Hot damn.
Mine's got, like,
glaze,
a little honey
right?
on top.
Yeah.
I got lucky. I lucked out.
Oh.
That maple is...
Strong.
Really good. I'm not a big chicken at breakfast guy, generally.
That's interesting.
People talk about the Chick-fil-A breakfast, and they're like, oh, the chicken...
You're not a chicken and waffles fan?
Well, of course. That's amazing, but...
Okay, that's chicken and breakfast.
It's not an everyday thing. This, though.
This is really good.
Soundtrack brought to you by Honda Element.
Someone's jamming to Slayer,
Metallica.
I'm too old to know.
What do you guys think of the croissant? It's a little thick.
Is it just bread?
Like, it feels more bready than croissant-y.
It's literally the top flakes off. It's old bread. Let's be honest. It's old heated bread.
Kind of buttery, though. Take a bite of it, just the croissant. It's pretty good.
Far
sure, it's good. It's just butter.
That's all croissant is.
Yeah. That's a good sandwich, though.
That's really good. That's up there with the Baconator.
I'm surprised how good it is. I mean, the lack of egg puts it down a little bit in my butt. But that's not its fault.
I wonder if you could go off menu and ask if they throw an egg in there.
Hey, can you throw an egg on this?
I mean, after my experience in there, I don't think I want to go off menu. That might
All the eggs cracked fresh. Here, no frozen eggs at Wendy's, they say.
That's good.
I beg to differ.
So they said.
Okay, what are you writing over there? Like notes? Or?
Yeah, no egg. Great.
Yeah.
Breakfast Baconator, quote unquote, fucking fire.
I think that might be the Baconator. The maple, it's strong, but it's not too much. It's just right.
Palate cleanser with the hash brown. Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
Can I be a beta tester for new Wendy's items?
You actually...
Right now, this is going really well.
So, when I worked at Millward Brown, Wendy's was one of my main clients.
Ooh.
And we did A&U studies for them. And they did... they tried to launch breakfast. This is like their fifth try launching breakfast.
They tried 10 years ago, I remember.
Not that old, but...
were they the croissant witch or was that something else?
No, that's Burger King. I think that still exists.
Okay. Yeah, that's my favorite. Growing up, that was my favorite.
Yeah, I think game has changed.
I've had it lately. It's just not as good.
we would do, they'd do test markets. I think like Louisville was a big one, Columbus around. And like they support, they'd have TV campaigns and everything. It just never worked. They dumped a lot of research into that.
I think they started like a few, last time they tried was just a few items though. They went big here.
Okay. Alright. What do you guys have?
I'm opening up a biscuit.
Let's switch up the biscuit.
And that's too much chicken in a row.
Yeah. Let's go with sausage.
I've got one that says sausage.
I got one that says sausage too.
Mine says bacon. But it's sausage. So
I got it on a croissant as well.
So okay, let's separate the art from the artist.
They could work on their labeling
overall.
So this is like a hamburger bun.
But it's not a hamburger bun like
than the bacon.
Yeah.
So you guys both have a classic sandwich. Mine's different.
I messed up. I got the croissant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mine's the same as yours. Okay. Yeah.
And yours is bacon?
No.
This is great radio.
Yep. We can cut that.
Fastball right down the middle.
That's just a good
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you want.
Exactly what you want. Like,
the good thing is when I go to fast food, I want something I know I'm going to like. The classic sandwich is just doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same peppery as the Baconator.
Sausage is really good.
Yeah. That's better than like McDonald's sausage.
Oh, yeah.
It feels significantly more premium than McDonald's. Even though it's just a regular sausage, egg, and cheese.
Is it priced more premium?
I don't know. What are these? $3.49? Like $3.50 like something? Yeah.
Seems about right.
SRP $3.49.
Often was like $4.
Yeah.
If I went to like a halfway decent restaurant in Chicago and they gave me this, outside of the size, it's kind of small.
Yeah.
But if it was a little bit bigger and I paid $8.99 for it at a decent Chicago restaurant and tasted like this, I wouldn't be upset.
Give me on a brioche bun.
Elevate to brioche.
Yeah. Okay. That's where your $8 comes in.
Pretzel
bun. No, fuck that. Let's not get crazy here. It's breakfast, Scott.
Yeah, I would say the bread is probably the worst part. I mean, it's fine. Does the job.
It's the sausage that's just like the sausage cheese.
The sausage is really good.
Mm-hmm. Egg is nice.
We're coming off of the maple croissant, so I think that's where the bread is a little disappointing because it's a little plain. We should have had like saltines or something.
Oh, I'm eating my hash browns.
Should we talk hash browns?
Let's talk hash browns. What do you want to talk about?
How friggin' good they are.
Are they part of the ranking or is it?
Yeah, I put it on there. Okay. I put hash browns great.
Great.
I don't have anything else to add.
I don't know how you guys are still eating the hash browns. I just walloped that.
Gobble, gobble.
They're perfect.
Did that start a jewel?
Yeah.
It took me 3 years to know what the hell the gobble gobble meant.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know what it means.
If you're not in Chicago, when you're in Jewel, every like 10, 15 minutes, someone will just come over the loudspeaker and go gobble gobble.
Yeah.
It's when someone donates to the...
Oh, really?
Whatever the charity is. So, gives the Thanksgiving.
Let me ask you this question. Is it terrible that I didn't know that, which... obviously means I didn't donate.
Don't know what's going on over there.
You know what? Not today.
Not today. Oh, I did yesterday.
The smell of the garbage is ruining this a little bit for me.
Oh, no. What's ruining for me is your car is in trouble. They're drilling stuff right next to our cars.
They're
pulling down the fence.
The fence there was already down, so I think they're
putting
it back.
Oh, they put it up.
Yeah.
Because he was really pulling on it, but I guess he was stressed.
My car was rocking.
That's what you said.
Ooh. Nice.
I want another bite of this sandwich.
I move. I'm like, my stomach's like,
let's keep going. Let's get this. Going to...
We didn't really talk hash browns.
I said they were great.
They're seasoned fries, essentially.
Were they steak fries? Big enough?
They're an interesting cut.
Yeah.
Well, like any Wendy's potato, I mean, there's skin on it. It's kind of a wedge fry
sort of thing.
Not a top five.
They're good.
Not a top five fry type, but this is
I'm
a top five
execution though.
Yeah. Like better than McDonald's.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've always liked Burger King hash browns, but they're so soggy. They've gotten worse.
Is that like
years.
The little silver dollar or quarter size things?
Yeah,
those are good, but and I like McDonald's hash browns. I'm not knocking them, but
obviously
it's a
this is just so much more flavorful.
Horse hash browns? Dunkin.
I'm not familiar.
Dunkin' hash browns, man. They're the worst. These are good.
Yeah. Like, I can't eat a McDonald's one without ketchup.
What?
This I don't need ketchup for.
I've never had a McDonald's hash brown with ketchup.
Oh, I eat it without ketchup all the time.
That's weird.
Well, I'm in the car.
That's the
good thing about the McDonald's.
I don't like it because it is dry. 3 bites in, it's dry.
But yeah. It's greasy.
It's a greasy dry.
It's just dripping.
Yeah. Like most things at Mickey D's.
All right. Should we move on to...
Honey butter chicken biscuit. Is that all we have left?
Yeah. Chicken biscuit.
Our free honey butter chicken
biscuit. Yeah. Download the Wendy's app, guys. Free.
Save yourself a good $3.49.
$3.69 with tax.
This is heavy.
It is very like heavy. Dense. I would say the biscuit just feels solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what you want in a biscuit.
Oh.
Solid chicken
piece. The biscuit itself. And I love southern biscuits. Oh, man.
Okay. I'm going to rip off a little. It's a little crumbly, which isn't necessarily a knock on a biscuit.
It's like they poured maple syrup in the biscuit.
What is happening at one place?
It's delicious.
So good. It is so good.
I thought this was going to be bing bam boom. Baconator, like, we're good. No.
I tasted the Baconator. It's like, well, there's no way anything could be that good. Everything has been that good. That is a great bit. I'm on record that biscuits scare me a little because they can be really dry.
Really dry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a perfect biscuit. And the chicken.
It's not... It's like the perfect consistency.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dry, but it's not, like, soggy in any way. Yeah, I mean, the chicken...
The chicken's so good. Maple. It doesn't say maple in the description. It threw me off.
Guys.
This claps. Holy cow.
This is going to be hard.
Yeah. I'm gonna finish this guy. Still, first sandwich I'm finishing.
I'm starting to be.
I mean, that's a vote for a vote for it right there. Oh wow!
I'm finally starting to get a little full here.
Yeah, I've probably consumed 2,000 calories.
Yeah. I'm usually close to that.
Well, you didn't have the frosty Cheetos. Oh. Cheat day.
Oh goddamn.
Really good. Holy, I mean,
whoa. Evan's clean laptop. No longer clean.
Yeah.
Well, it's already enough out here. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Paul's all again.
Yeah. Get on our phones. And you know what's happening right now? The sun's coming out. It's starting to warm up. Guys, this is a great idea.
It's a lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day.
Man.
Is that Madagascar?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the song?
Bill Withers.
Well, yeah, but it came back big time like 3 years ago for some animated movie.
Oh,
so
I don't know.
Have a Pets or something. You can correct me next week.
Well, God, we haven't had an Evans Correction Corner in
for 8 months.
I was really down
to COVID or not. One of the silver linings to COVID is Evan hasn't messed up since he's been in COVID quarantine.
I don't remember whether or not. I took a big guess on whether or not Madonna dated A-Rod, but I'm still pretty sure that's true.
Yeah, no, they did. This is the first time, I think, ever that all the seating at Wendy's has been at capacity.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. I've never seen anyone sitting out here.
Never.
It's where it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, breakfast, guys.
Wendy's breakfast.
I gotta have another bite of this.
Feels like I'm in high school all over again.
Yeah,
these
right?
Tables are packed.
When I drove here, I drove by McDonald's, and the line was long in the drive-thru. Same with the Dunkin', actually.
That Dunkin' on Ashland is a disaster, because it just goes right
down
the street.
Yeah, the drive-thru lane is Ashland. but they were both really long. People are sleeping on Wendy's breakfast right now.
It's just so good.
This will make people realize. Like,
they're going to get a bump. They're going to get that idle bump.
I've been trying for years to get people to stop saying McDonald's breakfast is the best, but I didn't really have a good alternative. It was like, yeah, Burger King. Well,
so
Burger King kind of sucks.
You guys know my take on McDonald's. I think McDonald's breakfast is the best thing you can get at McDonald's, but Wendy's breakfast, I'm just gonna come out and say it, just shits all over it. It's so much better.
Campus theater.
I'm going back to the Baconator. Okay. As we rank. That's going to be the sandwich I finish. So, I think the Baconator is number one for me right now.
Let's be clear. This is similar to the pizza ranking. All pizza is good pizza. Okay? So, whatever comes in fifth place here, it's going to be... still going to be a great, so great offer.
7 items that we tried.
Yeah, let's just throw it out there. Worst breakfast burrito.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
for sure. That was disappointing.
If I had brought my own salsa and my own sour cream,
that's what you needed.
They didn't even offer it.
You need a little something else.
I don't get it at McDonald's because I don't think you need it because there's peppers and stuff in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like diced bell pepper.
There's like no taste to this one.
This one is literally just the leftover egg from the other Baconators that were never picked up.
Yeah, the tortilla was good, but that's all I could taste. Like
solid tortilla.
It was a nice tortilla.
Flour. McDonald's, flour though, you can get it a little grilled on each side, right? Mm. Hold that flavor in a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's enough on the burrito.
Okay, so I got honey butter chicken biscuit.
Wow.
Scott's got Baconator. Special guest Paul.
This is going a little bit behind the scenes of how this works. We usually go front back to front, but...
This one's
hard.
I mean, yeah.
It's Sophie's choice. I'm not ruling out the maple bacon chicken Sammy croissant.
Wow. I mean, if that's your vote, that's where we start.
My opinion is no egg. If it contained egg...
Yeah. I think that drops it from number one.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, same with the chicken biscuit, though. No egg there.
That was surprising. Like... if that's the, I'm fine with that not being one, but that was good.
I think I liked the maple bacon chicken better than the honey butter chicken.
No, I'm not sure. I don't think so. No, I think the biscuit, no. How good the biscuit, because that's really the difference. I think it's the same chicken.
The other one
is no. They make their chicken separately per. Yeah.
As soon as they figure out how to make a spicy version, I might be here on the reg.
Yeah.
Pub
cheddar burger? No, sir. No, sir.
I mean, okay, so the top three are the Baconator, the maple bacon, and the honey butter.
What are we missing? Yeah.
The sausage. The classic sandwich is solid.
Hash browns.
Four. Maybe
hash browns.
Five after the hash browns.
That's what you
have. I have the bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant versus the...
But you had sausage? Or?
You guys had sausage. And then the sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
So your croissant, your only difference was it was bacon.
Yeah. But I still had this one.
I think the croissant's better than better than the classic.
Yeah.
Really?
I think the classic might go to number five. But it's so easy.
It's predictable.
And if I was going to send someone here, that's the safest option.
Yeah.
Which one? The classic?
The classic. The sausage is amazing.
That's four. That's an easy four. Now it's... hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, hash browns versus the croissant sandwich.
I mean, they're just so different.
Don't make me pick.
Yeah. I'll say it. I'll go first. Hash browns.
So here's the deal. The hash browns are on point.
Totally.
They're what you expect. They're not unique. Except they're from a fast food restaurant. Like, you could get something like that somewhere else.
I think they're unique a little bit, though, compared to the others in the industry.
I think they're a sit-down restaurant quality, in taste, at least.
Well, that's why they call them breakfast potatoes, because it's what you order at.
Yeah. Restaurant. I'm torn. They're really good.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're a side.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, do I need them? If I'm... getting breakfast, they're kind of like a nice to have.
If you're getting a combo at Wendy's though for breakfast, that's what you're getting.
You're ordering apple slices.
It's between that and the apple slices.
That's true though. That does elevate the breakfast potatoes a little because you're excited about the side that comes with your combo.
Wow.
You know, whereas others you're like, well, I guess I'll have hash browns. It's fine.
I get.
Why
yeah.
B. It's November. Jesus.
Because there's trash around here.
Right, get to the. Dumpster.
Trash is over there, sir.
Hey, they closed the door over there.
Oh, that's why the smell stopped.
That's why my mouth.
Here, we'll have some Frosty Chino.
Get out of here. That's what it is. It's the sugar from the Frosty Chino.
I don't like it. It's just... small of a space.
I don't like it.
The podcast is getting dismantled by me.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're fucking outside.
This is nature.
Man.
Could have eaten inside. Oh, no, we can't. Thanks, Governor. All right.
Thanks, Obama.
This is Obama's fault.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I heard it's Biden's fault.
Because he's president.
Oh, man. I saw something yesterday. Come January, the GOP is going to call it the Biden virus.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's absolutely true. 100%. Not to get too political, but that might be one of the dumbest things that Trump's been arguing, right? That Biden screwed up COVID.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So where are we at with the potatoes?
Yeah.
I say potatoes are. Wait, are they four or five? I'm confused.
Five.
Right now they'd be five.
Right now,
I put them above the egg sausage cheese sandwich.
Really? Classic, I have four. The solid four.
I'm okay putting it above it because the bread just... It's a different bread than the hamburger. This is a different bun.
Yeah.
And that bun was just not as good. It was like a sourdough-y type.
Yeah, it was...
It wasn't sourdough.
It wasn't bad, though.
No. But I'd rather have the hamburger bun.
This is where this is tough, yes. Because it's really good.
Biscuit. All the other breads were better.
So we're gonna legit say a side is beating a sandwich.
I thought that was your argument for the...
No. I have hash browns as five.
But that would be beating the croissant.
Oh, yeah. In the top five. Yeah. Six or seven.
Six or seven. Yeah.
Only a couple cuts, though. I'm good with putting the breakfast sandwich at five and hash browns at four.
I think that's legit. Yeah. Ooh. Then it's between Baconator, honey butter, and maple bacon.
And we're legit split on that. Although you just tried the Baconator again, what's your thoughts? Are you coming over to my side a little bit?
It's so good. I mean, it's hearty. It's almost too much for breakfast.
It's a lot.
It's two sausage, two eggs. Furious. And two layers of bacon.
It is really good, though.
It's got everything you would.
And the egg is good.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with the Baconator. Every time you walk into these places, you got to say, "Do I want sausage or do I want bacon?" No compromise with the Baconator.
Very true. It's on everything. You know what? You want two sausage patties? Go right ahead.
Double it up. Can you get a double Baconator?
I mean. I'd like to think so. It's like the Burger King stacker. Remember that thing? You had double stacker, triple stacker, quad stacker.
BK Snackers.
Man, what a gluttonous sandwich that was.
Stupid Burger King.
I think Baconator's won then.
I think so.
All right.
I'm very mixed on the two.
Maple bacon croissant or honey butter chicken biscuit.
What are your thoughts, Evan?
I was so shocked by the honey butter chicken biscuit. I really didn't think that was going to work. And I love biscuits. Like, I would drive to Tennessee to get a biscuit today.
Well, you can just drive to Cracker Barrel.
It's fucking gross.
I think, as my wife's family calls it, the Crapper Barrel.
Right? Hey-o.
Sit in those rocking chairs.
Oh, well, the best part about Cracker Barrel is the store.
Yeah.
Bar none.
No, there's a bar there.
I think the biscuit puts it over the top.
Yeah.
I'm not a biscuit guy as in the way that it sounds like you are, Evan, because I've been disappointed by so many biscuits in the past. But because they execute it so well, I think biscuit goes to number two.
The fact that all three of us had a good biscuit means there's a system in place.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. My only call out is the other one did have bacon. This one was literally just chicken on a biscuit. It's a little plain.
It's a little simple, but don't dismiss the honey butter.
Yeah.
The biscuit,
you can't get that out
with just the chicken, it's probably not...
Not as good.
It's probably not number two. I think the honey butter actually maybe what sets it apart.
So we're... I'm good with honey butter.
Lock it in.
Lock that in.
Two.
Which by default makes...
Three.
The maple bacon croissant.
Which I thought was...
I'd get it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
When I was going through my order, I was like, ooh, probably number two. All right. All right, so.
So what do we got here?
Number five, sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. The classic.
Classic boy.
Number four. What do they call them? Cut potatoes?
Homestyle fries?
Hash browns. Breakfast potatoes. Number three.
Get out of here.
Maple bacon chicken croissant.
A little distracted right now.
Number four. Scott is literally trying to swat a bee with his mask.
Which I'm wearing right now.
He's going to give, he's going to give the bee COVID at the end of this.
Impossible.
Number two, honey butter chicken biscuit. Number one.
Suck it more, you're dead, dude.
Number one, you love it. You know it as the breakfast Baconator.
Yeah.
So good.
The second that I see this coffee flying in my face.
And worst on the list.
Worst on the list. Breakfast burrito. Ain't got nothing.
Why is there one bee here?
I'm going to go home and give the breakfast burrito to Landon. He'd enjoy it because he likes plain, bland things.
Oh, oh no! Pissed it off. How did I not die?
Scott is away from his microphone because Paul tried to kill a bee and missed.
Love animals, though. I didn't. It just, it's one of those murder ones.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
That's a Wendy's list.
One of my favorite pods we've ever done.
This has been
fun. I'm not sure the content is there. A lot of pauses.
No, we'll edit.
A lot of background noise.
Lots of editing.
But wow, guys, that was a treat.
Guys, I got breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh.
Does anyone need a bag?
Found a couple extra fries in the bottom of my bag.
Oh,
lucky day.
Oh, hey-o.
So when I go home, do I like offer this to Whitney?
Yeah, you guys have already got COVID, yeah. So you're clean. But Whitney doesn't like Wendy's.
Wait, are we ending the podcast?
We should probably end the podcast. Yeah. Huh?
Does anyone want my burrito?
I'm giving it to Landon. Like, he's gonna love it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's a good call. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. If you made it this far, I hope it was fun.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored by Wendy's, but if you want, yeah. Anyone knows the Wendy's people. Show them the pod.
Show them the pod. You know, we'll all get tested. We'll do it live at a Wendy's location.
We can do this live.
On camera.
I feel like this is something the Twitter handle wouldn't let us do. They're fun and
playful, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wendy's, number one QSR. I think they've even more etched themselves in the number one spot with their extension into breakfast.
And Scott and I went inside, which probably wasn't the best call. Well, not a good
zone in there.
Not a good call for me. Great call for Scott. There was, it looks nice in there. Legit.
The way they redone all the Wendy's, very nice.
I will say, quality is our recipe. I get it. I get it now.
Dave Thomas, man. This is his vision.
R.I.P.
This is his vision. He'd be proud.
Yeah.
On that note, we will see you next time. Anything else?
Nope.
Smash that like button on the Wendy's page.
All right. See you next week.